The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Got an idea for the lyric yet?
Play that melody once more, Dick. I think I've got some.
It's about time.
Okay, hold it. How's this? Love won't call again. I won't call again. Till I meet another you. Hey, that's not bad.
It never was bad.
Well, that tune of yours sounds like 800 others. How do you expect me to get any kind of original idea for a lyric? Give me something to work with.
Look, Bill, we've been fighting like this for months. We haven't written a hit tune in months. We've got to do something.
You want to break up the team?
I don't want to, but we both seem to be written out. Those last songs we did, well, if Joe Hendricks wasn't our friend as well as our music publisher, he'd have thrown them out in the alley. You put together an awful lot of bad lyrics for that group.
So it's my fault. The lyrics were bad. Because I couldn't save those tired tunes of yours, it's my fault. That'll put you right in the nose.
That would be a fine answer to our problem.
Would at least give me some satisfaction. Dick, I'm warning you. I don't like violence. But I'm getting to a point where I'm going to forget how much I hate violence and remember only how much I dislike you.
And now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
Of course I know Joe Hendricks, Mary, but I won't know him long if I ask him to publish the song of your cousin.
Oh, well, maybe it isn't so bad, Blackie.
Mary, dear Mary, everybody in this country at some time or other has an idea he can write a song. This happens to be the time that the thought struck your cousin. It should have been a trolley car.
Oh, Blackie. Oh.
Okay. You just made a bargain. You laughed at my joke. I'll take your cousin's song to Joe Hendricks. Let me have it. We have to see how it goes, so I know what I'm selling here.
Here's the copy. And, darling, when you play it, use the other nine fingers, huh?
I'll do better than that. I've got a pretty bad baritone voice I've been holding back for years. Well, let's see how this epic goes. Good, huh? Let me croon beneath the moon in the merry month of June. While all the while you smile as you listen to my tune. Oh, my mother used to say I should never have taken piano lessons, and she was right. Mary, that song is awful.
It didn't sound too bad, Blackie.
Oh, you're just crazy about my voice.
You say the nicest things about you. Is the song really terrible?
Awful. That's one of the reasons I'm taking it to Joe Hendricks right now.
Wait a minute. The song is bad, and still you're going to take it to Mr. Hendricks, the music publisher?
Certainly, I forgot to tell you. I don't like Hendricks.
Well, call all three hotels. You'll have to register in one of them. Leave word to call Joe Hendricks when he checks in. Right. Ah, phones, all the time, phones. Yeah? Boston, Blackie, sure, send him in.
Da-dee-da-da-da.
Go on in, Mary.
Thank you,
dear. Hiya, Joe.
Hello, Blackie. Long time no high see.
This is Joe Hendricks, Mary. He and Inspector Faraday make the worst jokes in the world.
How do you
Hello.
Do?
Hello.
Well, what can I do for you, Blackie?
I've got a song, Joe. I'd like you to publish it. Here.
What's the title? In a Blue Canoe with You. You're kidding with that, aren't you?
Oh, no, Mr. Hendricks. We're very serious. My cousin wrote it.
Your cousin ought to be a very happy character that he's your cousin, Miss Wesley. That's fame enough for anybody. Take this song back, Blackie. Put it on the floor and let it crawl out of here by itself.
Well, don't you even want to hear it?
If I want bad songs, I've got Dick Alton and Bill Rutley under contract. They've written nothing but bad songs for the past year.
Say, how are the boys? I haven't seen them in quite a while.
Physically, they're fine. Mentally, they're out of town.
How about actually?
They're in the piano room down the hall trying to write a song.
Oh, please, Mr. Hendricks, won't you listen to my cousin's number? Blackie can play it for you.
How bad is it, Blackie?
I can tell you in one word. Very. But I got an idea.
What is it?
It isn't so bad that a professional songwriting team couldn't fix it up. Where'd you say Alton and Rutley were, Joe?
In the piano room down the hall.
I'm going down to see them. Maybe they'll do something about your cousin's song, Mary. I won't be too long.
Hey.
Phones, all the time. Phones, excuse me, Miss Weston.
Of course.
Hello, Hendricks speaking. Tommy boy, when'd you get in town, Tommy boy? Swell. How's the lip in the old trombone? Sure, it always was the best. Tommy, I'm glad you called back. I got a score that's atomic, a musical comedy score. You know the show, Are You With It? How about doing Here I Go Again from it? It's a terrific to... Well, sure, I listen to your broadcast. Wouldn't miss him. Oh, you did the song last night. Small world, ain't it? Hey, drop around for lunch tomorrow, huh, Tommy? About 4 o'clock, I got some new tunes to show you, Tommy. Steak? Terrific, Tommy. Thanks for calling, Tommy.
I know, Tommy. This is a very interesting business, Mr. Hendricks. Oh, Blackie, there you are. Did you find Dick Alton and Bill Rutledge?
Yes, but they were too busy to work on your cousin's song.
Oh.
Come on, Mary, let's get out of here.
What's your hurry, Blackie? Sit still, hang around a while. I'll buy lunch.
No, thank you, Mr. Hendricks. I get hungry long before 4 o'clock.
I'm a normal girl. And what are you doing with Blackie?
Thanks, Joe, and thanks for turning down this tune, pal. Remind me not to do something for you sometime.
Don't leave. Blackie, listen, did you hear the gag about
I think you're right, Blackie. I think we better leave. Well, Mr. Hendricks, it was very nice.
Oh, what was that?
Sounded like a scream, and nothing sounds like a scream except a scream.
It came from that direction.
Come on, Mary, let's get out of here.
All right, but I never knew you to run away from
Joe. Me. It's Bill Rutledge's wife. Honey, what's the matter?
It's all poor Joe. It's all...
Come on, kid, snap out of it. What is it?
Joe, the other room. Go look for yourself.
Come on, Blackie, there's only one other room, and that's the piano room where Dick and Bill were working. Let's go.
Are you with us, Mary?
Right here, Blackie.
Yeah, this is the piano room.
Okay, hold everything, kids.
Oh.
Holy mackerel.
Stay back, Mary.
Dick Alton, and he's been shot through the heart. I guess I better call the police.
I guess you'd better. Inspector Faraday likes nothing better than a nice, clean murder he might possibly pin on me.
Hey, Blackie, you were in here only a few minutes ago and Alton was alive then. You said he didn't want to work on that song you brought me.
That's right.
Maybe you better stay here, Blackie. Maybe you couldn't talk Dick into helping you. Maybe you got tired of shooting off your mouth and switched to shooting off your gun.
Okay, get them all ready for the lineup, Jenkins.
Yes, Inspector Faraday.
Get the woman out there first. Okay, Rollins, take this down. Then take down what she says. Name, Mrs. William Rutley. Occupation, housewife. Charge, suspected homicide. Well, Mrs. Rutley, what have you got to say?
Nothing. I haven't done anything.
Inspector, why don't you get smart? She found the body, that's all. That doesn't make her a killer.
Shut up, Frankie. I run things down here. Mrs. Rutley, did you kill Dick Alton, your husband's father?
No. Find him already dead. That's all I know.
Oh, please. Please let me get down from here. She's fainted, Faraday. Happy now?
When that dame comes to, Rollins, take her in and book her for murder. I'll be in my office.
He'll be in his office, Rollins, with me.
Beat it, Blackie, before I find a reason why you wanted Alton dead.
Oh, I had a reason, Inspector.
Huh?
A reason, but not a motive. There's a subtle difference there. You wouldn't understand. Faraday's booked Mrs. Rutley for Dick Alton's murder, Mary. But he's too good a cop to stop there.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be out looking for Alton's partner, Mrs. Rutley's husband, right now. Only if we're lucky, we'll find him first.
Well, Mr. Hendricks said he hangs out in this place. You see him?
The bartender might be of some help. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what do you have?
A little information for now. Do you know a fellow named Bill Rutley?
Why, sure, he's holding that last booth. Back there.
Thanks. Come on, Mary.
Blackie, something's bothering me.
Something in your shoe or something in your eye?
Something on my mind. Was Dick Alton alive when you went into the piano room to get him to work on my cousin's song?
Good question, Mary. Remind me to answer that sometime. Well, here's the last booth, and coincidentally, here's Bill Rutley. Hiya, Bill.
Huh?
Mind if I sit down?
Hello, Blackie.
This is Mary Wesley, Bill.
Hello.
Hello.
Say, you look low. Things aren't that tough.
Aren't they?
No. I think I found a way to get Faraday to release your wife.
Oh, well, thanks, Blackie. I appreciate that. Only it doesn't get me out of the mess.
You're in a mess, Mr. Rutley?
That's right. Dick and I were fighting. Everybody knows that. I was just out for a walk when Dick was shot.
I wouldn't worry, Bill. The fact that you and Dick were quarreling wouldn't hold as a motive for murder.
No, but the insurance would.
What insurance?
Partnership insurance. See, when Dick and I were hot a couple of years ago, we took out partnership insurance. $100,000 worth.
Ooh.
The only business-like thing I ever did in my life. When that policy's uncovered, I'll be in a spot.
You're in such a spot that the heat is beginning to affect me. Bill, tell me all you know about Dick.
Well, he was single, legitimate. He didn't play around. But...
Yeah?
Well, there was some talk a while ago about him and Hendricks' wife.
Joe Hendricks' wife?
Yeah. I didn't believe it, and Dick denied it. Oh, but that was 6 months ago. It couldn't mean anything.
No, maybe not, but it's worth taking a crack at. I've got to go down and get your wife out of jail. But you've got nothing to worry about if you didn't kill your partner. And remember, I said, if you didn't kill him. I don't suppose you want to listen to me, Faraday.
Blackie, I don't even want to look at you.
Oh, well, if you don't want me to tell you why Mrs. Rutley couldn't have murdered Alton, I won't.
So don't.
You mean I can't tease you into asking me to prove that?
Blackie, you couldn't make me carry an asbestos umbrella if it was raining fire. You're leaving now?
You're a little too smug, Faraday. You know something. And there's a remark I never thought I'd make.
Bye-bye, Blackie Bird. Be seeing you.
Inspector, you're holding Mrs. Rutley, but I checked her arrival at the Hendricks building and found that she got in the elevator only a few seconds before she found Dick Alton's body.
Yes, genius.
Any smart cop would have done the same thing, only, of course, he wouldn't be any relation of yours. What I'm trying to tell you is that according to the coroner's report, the body had been dead at least a half an hour before Mrs. Rutley found it.
Okay, you've told me. So long, Blackie.
Still the same old Faraday. You won't listen to me.
Sure, I'll listen.
But it's a little boring.
You see, I checked all the details about the elevator myself this morning. And Mrs. Rutley has been free for 2 hours.